From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Do you know where your recycling's going? It seems many residents don't, and they want to find out. AL.com conducted an investigation to find out where recycling from over-the-mountain suburbs was going, but the results left them with more questions. WBHM's Kelsey Shelton spoke with reporter Margaret Cates about her findings.
There are a lot of moving parts in the story. There are a lot of different people involved. But what I wanted to ask you was if you could just like break down the recycling process. Like, what do city officials say is supposed to be happening?
If you live in one of these Birmingham suburbs that is part of the Cahaba Solid Waste Disposal Authority and uses AmWaste, you've got one collection a week that's trash, and you've got one collection per week that's trash and recycling. You don't have to think about sorting, you know, sorting between trash and recycling. You put it all in the same bin, put it out, and then the truck picks it up. The whole collection goes to Repower South, which is able to sort trash from recycling, you know, and divert more trash from the landfill. When Repower South is closed, what AmWaste says happens is that it goes to Big Sky Environmental, which is northwest of Birmingham, and what they say that Big Sky is able to sort trash from recycling as well. The key sort of end thing is that Repower South, you know, they are supposed to create this fuel source from hard to recycle paper and plastics. So that's sort of how it's supposed to work. Obviously, there's a lot of skepticism from people that this is, that it's working as it should.
Now, let's get into this investigation. Tell me what you were setting out to do. I know Apple AirTags were involved.
You know, I was making all these calls and I couldn't ever really get like a definitive answer. And so I was sort of stuck for a while. I think it was in January that someone just said, what if we just put AirTags in the recycling and saw what happened? It's just sort of a mad idea, you know, it's just fun. But I think it was felt like, you know, the only way that we could try and get something definitive. The AirTags, you know, was sort of semi-successful. Only one of them really worked because AirTags are Bluetooth activated, so they need to be near an Apple device at all times. When they're on the truck, they stop giving a signal, and then you know, if you remember those days of following the garbage truck, you know, those trucks compress, they crush the trash, you know, to make more room, so they would get crushed. And so we only had one tracker ultimately make it to Big Sky Environmental, and that's when we decided to go for the more sophisticated trackers, which worked a little better. We still lost a couple in the truck.
Something that stuck out to me in your report, as you've already mentioned, was a lack of clarity. And so I wanted to ask, why do you think officials at these like trash recycling companies are hesitant to kind of just say, here's what's happening, here's why it's happening?
I really don't know. It was sort of a fluid situation throughout the whole time I was reporting, right? Because Repower South would be closed, and then it was open, and then it was closed. So things were changing. And I think from the city's perspective, AmWaste is their garbage provider. They sort of rely on AmWaste to kind of take care of it for them. AmWaste relies on Repower South to tell them they're open. So it's sort of a whole, you know, chain of entities relying on other entities to kind of give them the information.
So after completing this investigation, what did you find out specifically and what's still kind of unclear?
Does this mixed stream, this commingled stream, garbage and recycling together, is that effective? That's a question that I didn't really address in the story, but I think there are some studies out there that show that it's, you know, hard to prevent contamination of the recyclables. That's a bigger question that I just personally would like to answer. I think we found out that it's just really hard to get answers, honestly, to the point that we had to resort to putting, you know, air tags and trackers into people's recycling. And it's really hard to say, you know, we can't just travel up to Big Sky to see what they're doing. You know, it's private property. You know, it's hard to say definitively if there is or isn't recycling. It's very much a mystery. my boss called the story a Scooby-Doo mystery, and I think that's a good way of putting it.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today to speak with me.
Of course. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was AL.com reporter Margaret Cates speaking with WBHM's Kelsey Shelton.